It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Today's a big day on the show because it's Hannah's birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
Well, you came in and we had some decorations up. Yeah. Were you surprised? Because nothing gets by Hannah. Hannah's like a spy, I feel like. But we all had faked like we were leaving yesterday to come back and decorate.
Yeah, I was very, very surprised. That was like one of the first things I thought too. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. But wait. Did they lie to me? But no, I loved it.
Baby, tell Hannah what you saw me doing right before we decorated.
I go over, Brett texts me, he's like, is she gone? I'm like, yeah, I just saw her car leave. So then I'm going back up to the door and I see Brett on his back on the floor by his car.
Rolling out. Like,
and I go, Brett, what are you doing? Like, I was so confused.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
I was like, he either collapsed or like is stretching like my dad does sometimes.
He was so excited for my birthday, he just fell over.
I actually dropped my key, but AB was like, what are you doing? And I'm like literally army crawling to get my key, but it looked like I was like trying to be like a spy trying to hide.
I'm gonna sneak back in and put up decorations.
I know.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you guys did a really, really good job. It's very, I told AB, I said, it's very like Hannah coated over there. There's a lot of pink and sparkles.
Your gifts aren't out there, right? Kev, grab the gifts.
I didn't know what the gifts were because the gifts were like all over the studio.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we left them around. Grab the gifts, Kev. Go ahead.
Right. We thought if we left them out there during the day yesterday, people were just going to eat them all.
Because they're all like snacks.
Vanilla
wafers.
Oh my gosh. Dr. Pepper.
We're going to crack open the Dr. Peppers. Do we get glasses or are we doing plastics?
Oh yeah, I got glasses.
All right, we're doing dirty sodas today.
Drink floats! Where'd you find those?
I got people, Hannah.
Oh my gosh.
So we're all going to drink your dirty thing that you like. What's it called?
Dirty soda.
Yeah, it's like viral. So we're going to drink some dirty sodas. Actually, we don't know if we're going to drink dirty sodas. We're going to try to, like, what you put just cream in it, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got cream. Okay. I asked AB and I'm like, was it coconut cream? What cream? I'm like, there's creamer. We'll just put the Dr. Pepper and cream in there. We're going to drink them for you.
Are we stealing it from the fridge?
Oh, yeah, we're stealing them from the fridge.
Yep.
But we'll make them for you. We're all going to drink them, even though AB doesn't like soda and I don't know about these dirty sodas.
Float.
But we're here for you.
Oh, man, that was a great surprise.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
birthday.
Seriously, open up those vanilla wafers, though.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
You know, dads can do a lot of things, but this is one dad who just went like the extra miles because a dad from South Carolina named David Jones walked 30 miles to get to his daughter's wedding in Tennessee over the weekend.
Why do you have to get there like 30 miles?
It's only a 2 hour.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Our drive, but roads were blocked by flooding from Hurricane Helene. So he had to find a different way around. Now, he told first responders that he had to be at this wedding by 11 o'clock to walk his daughter down the aisle.
Wow, what a cool story.
So he ignored all the warnings to get to this wedding. He hoofed it for 5.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
He had to climb over debris, got stuck in knee-deep mud at one point, but he made it about 20 miles before someone actually picked him up and took him to the wedding, where he had a change of clothes.
I was going to say, he's just walking down the aisle in mud.
Junk and all that stuff. Yeah. But he was able to walk his daughter down the aisle, and he didn't tell anybody that this was how he got there until after the reception. Whoa. So he didn't want to make it about him.
Yeah.
He made it about his daughter's wedding.
That's beautiful, too, amazing. Because I could see everyone just talking about it.
Yeah. You know,
and then it just takes away from her day. What a beautiful way to make it her day and do whatever it takes to make sure she has everything she needs on that day.
His daughter better be a daddy's girl.
Yeah. Yeah. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show, and someone's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Hannah!
Thank you.
So how would you take your birthday cake?
Oh, always the same every year, cookie cake, through and through.
Respect.
Ooh. And the less icing, the better, too.
You're not a big icing person, huh?
Not a big icing girl, hurts my stomach, so I just go for the cookie part.
Your buttercream, whipped cream... What kind of cake you can
man,
for, Kev?
I love cookie cake. Oh, you know, we have a tradition in our family. It's the ice cream cake.
Ooh.
You guys are big ice cream cake people.
All the time. So it's like, that's what we go for. But when I was a kid growing up, my mom used to make a chocolate. I'm trying to think what it was called. It wasn't German chocolate. It was like a Texas chocolate cake.
Really?
Texas sheet cake?
Yeah, I think so.
A Texas sheet cake, yeah.
Yeah, and then you would just put it in some milk. It was awesome.
My mom used to do an Oreo ice cream cake and for my brother's birthday in July. Man, I feel like the whole neighborhood, my brother would be like, I've never seen this kid in the...
I was never an ice cream cake.
It was
neither
was I.
I don't know why.
Like meltdown in the July and you'd still be eating it up. It'd be
weird.
So
okay, I love cookie cake. That's probably my answer. But weirdly enough, I think the best cake I've ever had is somebody had a birthday in the office and they had like a $400 cake out there that had like the fruit in it.
No, I remember that dude who had it.
I loved that cake.
It was good. I think fruit and desserts don't mix.
I didn't like it at all. It was like
seriously?
Coconut in it.
Yes, it's way too
awesome. I loved it.
I do not understand. Like, it's a dessert. Why are we putting...
What do you think about me putting strawberries in my oatmeal?
That's more normal.
First off, that's not a dessert. Oatmeal is a dessert. Then you have a lot of issues.
Are you judging me every morning?
No, that's not a dessert. I like fruit. I just like it's a cake. Get the strawberries on out of here. Give me more chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter.
What about fruit and ice cream?
No.
Yeah, I'm
I don't want
it too,
anywhere near dessert. It is in no place in desserts.
What?
I just want add extra sweetness on top of my dessert. I don't want this fruit. Get
no
it out of here.
No garnishes either.
Yeah, it's a normal garnish.
Nothing healthy.
Yeah, nothing healthy.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Bobby, you're ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
Yes, I am.
All right, Hannah, where are we at here? How many wins?
Let me pull up the old iPad.
Bobby, when's the last time you played?
It's been a while.
Did you get a win?
I was in deep depression from how bad she beat me in the last couple of times.
Current record, 136 wins, only 40 losses.
On the year. All right, Bobby, let's see what you got. She's pretty good, and it's her birthday. So get on out of here, Hannah. Happy birthday to you. We gave you Bobby, who's usually pretty easy to beat.
That's an understatement.
All right, Bobby. A lot of these questions will be in Hannah's favor because it is her birthday. We're trying to be nice. She said she was Western the other day. She said, I'm a very Western person. So let's start with a Western question. What is Kevin Costner's character's name in Yellowstone?
I do not have a clue.
You want to take a guess, Bobby?
How about Brett?
Brett, yep. He is a very attractive man. Yeah. I could see him being a Brett. That makes sense. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Krista Cavallari broke up with her TikTok boyfriend from the Montana Boys. She was on what reality TV show?
I do not have a clue.
You want to take a guess, Bobby?
I'm good.
You going like Jersey Shore?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, no, Bobby, it was not correct. Rebel Wilson recently got remarried. She's a member of what a cappella group in Pitch Perfect?
I do not know. I watched the show.
Bobby, I love that you call in to play this game. Like, I do not know any of these questions. Bobby,
I'm trying to help him out. It's her birthday.
I do respect that, Bobby. So do you have a guess of what an a cappella group would be in Pitch Perfect?
No, I don't.
All right. The Bard and Bellas.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, he's like, yeah, yeah. Patrick Dempsey plays Derek in Grey's Anatomy. What is his character's nickname?
That I don't know either. I came out from under a rock, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
All right. McDreamy, which is also the like nickname for everyone for me on the show. Yeah. Like, everyone calls me that on the side. I know I hear it in your little whispers.
Yeah, AB only calls you that because you're thinking of McDonald's.
Yeah. All right. And then where is the hospital located in Grey's Anatomy, Bobby?
I don't know. On the set?
On the set.
I mean, is he wrong?
Okay. No, he's not wrong.
We're going to give you a half a point for that, Bobby. We're going to see how Hannah does on her birthday if she can get more than a half a point. Bobby, you officially have the lowest score in the history of Hannah's homeschool. Oh, yeah. You should be proud of yourself, Bobby. Good job. All right. Hold on. We're going to see how Hannah does, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, the birthday girl is walking back into the studio to play Hannah's homeschool. It is Hannah's birthday, so we gave her a very tough competitor in Bobby. Bobby actually set a record in Hannah's homeschool, Hannah.
For what?
For the lowest score in the history of Hannah's homeschool.
Stop it. Bobby, what happened?
He got a half a point.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, he took it easy.
That
was his really, gift to you.
Yeah, that was Bob. That's only his focus was. He really didn't think you could ring it. He had no confidence in you. He said, "I really want to make sure she gets a win."
Yeah, birthday queens usually have a little one up there.
All right, let's see how you do. If you can get more than a half a point, you're going to get the win on your birthday, Anna.
Okay.
You said you were Western the other day.
If I had a dollar for everyone who's giving me crap about calling myself Western, I'd be a millionaire. Well, I just got a text maybe 30 seconds ago about being Western.
Like, happy birthday, cowgirl.
Yes. My family is calling me cowgirl at home, and I'm not kidding.
Well, the question is about a Western. Kevin Costner's character's name in Yellowstone.
John Dutton, baby.
Yeah! Look who's Western!
Yeehaw. Catch me on the Yellowstone Ranch. I am Beth.
All right. Krista Cavallari broke up with her TikTok boyfriend from the Montana Boys. She was on what reality TV show?
The Hills, Laguna Beach. You want me to name all of them?
Yep. Let's give you an a cappella one. Rebel Wilson, who recently got remarried. She's a member of what a cappella group in Pitch Perfect?
Does it start with a B?
Yes. I gave you a hint on your birthday.
Oh! I can hear the little
you're close
that they play at the beginning of their songs. Ooh.
The pitch pipe. the woo.
I want to say Bartolino something.
Should we give it to her on her birthday?
Yeah, on her birthday.
That counts. Bart and Bellas.
Bart and Bellas.
Also known as the Bartolinos.
Yeah, the Bartolinos. Yeah, right. Bart and same
yeah,
thing.
That's what they say when they're, you know, a couple
they're
of drinks
drunk,
in
on
her birthday. All right.
Patrick, that's their group chat name.
Patrick Dempsey plays Derek in Grey's Anatomy. What is his character's nickname?
McDreamy.
Also my nickname on the show, right?
Right. Hand in hand.
Yeah. And then where is the hospital located in Grey's Anatomy? This is the only question that Bobby
Seattle.
Got. Seattle. Bobby, where did you say it was located?
It's located on the set, duh.
You ain't wrong.
Well, you're right.
You beat Bobby 5 for 5 on your birthday versus a half a point.
Thanks for putting some Gray's questions in there.
There you go. That was nice on your birthday. All right, Bobby, you got to say this is Bobby and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Bobby and once again I got schooled by Hannah. And happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Hannah's birthday, but first we got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day, and it's a birthday related question. Of course, we knew exactly what to get Hannah for her birthday, but this is the top gift a woman will buy a man on his birthday if they don't know what to get him. Like, oh my God, I'm in panic mode. Got to get my man something. What do they get him?
I never know what to get men, and I always resort to cologne. Because everybody always can smell better, so...
Not me.
Facts, yeah.
No, yeah.
You know, I don't know why. I just think it's an obvious one. A gift card.
Gift card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a big answer.
You feel like it's too general?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll dial it in, Kevin. Yeah, it's too general. Then gift card could be for anything.
I'll say a gift card to Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay.
Mm. I really have no idea. I guess I'm going to say a tie.
Okay, you're the closest. You're in the right range here. Yeah, something like that. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Speaking of getting people gifts, we knew exactly what to get Hannah for her birthday. But this is the top gift a woman buys a man on his birthday if they don't know what to get him.
Jennifer says a watch. April says a wallet. That's a really good one. Our friend Mr. Metal says warm socks. Susan just says clothes. Abby says a hat. Celine says shoes. A belt buckle says Lulu bug. Stuff to wash their car. Something sports related. A t-shirt says Teacher Jen. Teacher Suzanne says a sweater.
Good answers.
Yes, very, very good.
Rachel got it, though, with wallet.
Wallet, that's always a classic. Yeah.
Don't do that. I feel like guys are very particular about their wallet, and then like they're like the George Cassandra. They have everything in it. Mm-hmm. They got it all organized, and then you get them a wallet, and they're like, all right, I got to switch everything out.
Got to break it in.
Yeah, then we got to break it in. Like, guys are weird about wallets,
Babe,
actually.
I'm a money clip guy.
Yeah, like, they are. Everyone's different about what type of wallet they have. Kevin keeps very specific things in his wallet in specific places. Mm-hmm. So, like, pick something. Give us the tie.
Mega Minds.
Please, please, please win that trip to see Sabrina Carpenter. Like I was saying, all you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. Like, we're commercial free right now. You and three of your friends get to go to LA and see Sabrina Carpenter. Just download Odyssey app and listen on Y98. So we have to address something. Hannah, you get a break because it's your birthday. Because I feel like Hannah's gotten a lot of listener complaints.
Oh, a lot of slack.
Yeah, a lot of slack. But you get a break. There's actually been a lot of drama centered around AB and some of the people who listen to the Brett Maga show, and that is, people have an issue with you not being a dog person.
Yeah. People have a big issue with that.
AB, for whatever reason, is just not an animal person. Mm-hmm. I would first off say that, like, she doesn't, like, hate dogs.
Yeah.
She's just not a dog person.
It's just not... I have a family dog, but I would never personally get my own dog that I have to take care of.
She doesn't even call the family dog her dog. She always refers to Carly Rae Jepsen as like her dad's dog or the family dog.
Yes.
Her dad would like to just claim, like, it's not really a family dog anymore, but but yeah, that's how she refers to it. And then a lot of times she'd be like, man, I just don't get the dog. We don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. And she has talked, said some stuff about Carly Rae Jepsen. Like, what are some of the things you've said? She smells, she's just looks funny.
I mean, well, she's a black dog and has a white beard. So that's one thing that's
what's wrong
off
with her beard?
About her.
She thinks she looks weird.
She smells all the time. She eats her own poop. Every single time I pet her, I have to immediately go wash my hands.
Okay. She can't defend herself.
Yes.
So we've actually found someone who communicates with dogs to communicate with Carly Rae Jepsen to find out what Carly Rae Jepsen actually thinks of you.
This is a real thing. Yes. She's going to get the opportunity to spill tea on you.
So we have somebody. This is
who?
What she
Literally
does.
Who?
There's a lady who does this. She actually does this for a living. She can communicate with your dog and connect with them. And, you know, this is part of Second Chance Ranch here in St. Louis. And you can communicate with your dog. And then...
am I going to have to bring her into the studio?
We'll work out the details on how that is. But yeah, I think you'll have to bring her into the studio.
Oh my gosh.
And she will talk to Carly Rae Jepsen so you can get to know. And then so Carly Rae can go, oh, I have this about AB.
Yeah.
Like AB smells all the time.
Oh no.
And AB is always eating her own poop. We're going to find out what Carly Rae. Or maybe Carly Rae like loves you. And like,
I'll feel horrible. Yeah.
And you'll feel horrible. But we are because you're constantly making these comments. Oh, I'm not a dog person. Oh, I don't like Carly Rae. Well, what does Carly Rae think of you? So she's going to come into the studio on Friday. So we need to arrange Carly Rae Jepsen being up here on Friday.
Okay.
And she will communicate with Carly Rae live on the air.
I really feel like she's going to tell me that she doesn't like me either.
I can't wait.
I feel like it's mutual.
You know what? We're going to clear the air. We're giving Carly your mic.
Oh.
Yeah, Carly's going to get a
phone. She does not deserve that.
She's going to be like, because AB has a thing that says her, like, it's her name on the microphone. Mm-hmm. Carly Rae is going to be like, says to, like, hey, why does it say her name? Move over. Like, I can't wait. Yeah. I cannot wait. So this is going to go down on Friday. What, we'll find out what AB's family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, thinks of AB. We're finally going to find the biggest beef. This is bigger than Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Seriously,
the biggest beef is AB versus Carly
Rae. Are you nervous, AB?
I'm really nervous.
Yeah, we're finally going to figure out what Carly Rae Jepsen...
The studio is going to smell.
Because of you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Hearing new Diddy headlines can be so overwhelming, so I'm just going to summarize them for you in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So we knew more was going to be just come to light with Sean Diddy Combs, and sure enough, already 120 different accusers are bringing lawsuit claims against Diddy for sexual assault, sexual trafficking, so many terrible things, and all these are expected to be filed. So there's this lawyer, Tony Busby, who's a lawyer for all the different accusers, and he said that he plans to represent both men and women who accuse Sean Diddy Combs of different sex crimes dating all the way back to the early 90s. So this isn't just like a recent thing. It's not just girls. It's not just adults either.
A big percentage of them are underage too.
Yeah, most of them are minors, and there's disgusting. Both men and women. So the stories and the facts are just chilling.
The other thing he said was other celebrities will be revealed.
This is not good. And big part of it too is it's not just people, it's not just celebrities that could be charged. It's also going to be companies as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people were profiting off of Diddy and turning like a blind eye to all of his different misconducts, like banks, pharmaceutical companies, hotels, Bad Boy Entertainment, Universal Music Group, Epic Records, and many, many, many other companies that were involved with Diddy for so many years. Probably saw things and just looked the other way or took bribes or something. If you were involved with Diddy, good luck, because your tea is going to be spilled. Your secrets are going to come out. So many people are coming forward.
All eyes are on Beyonce and Jay-Z right now, too, because they were so closely tied together. Mm-hmm. They're seen at those parties. And so all eyes are going, what's going on? It's scary. It's scary to celebrities, because we had seen something this with Epstein Island. We were kind of familiar with it, but I feel like Diddy is more mainstream names that we could see, and that is just disgusting that people were witnessing this stuff, being participating in it.
So my For You page right now on TikTok is basically all about Diddy and like all these conspiracy theories. People are tying him to Michael Jackson. People are tying him to all these different deaths. Yeah, definitely Beyonce and Jay-Z are involved with it too. There's so much going on with this that it is so chilling, but a lot of these stories are starting to line up, unfortunately. So the more headlines that come out, I'll keep you guys updated. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, we're not stopping. We are commercial free. We did it to celebrate your birthday, Hannah. We got rid of the commercials.
Oh, thank you.
We actually do that every day.
That's right.
On the Brett Mega Show. But we do have some cool surprises for Hannah and some fun games to play since it's Hannah's birthday. And one of the first surprises should be headed to the studio now, as we have something as a surprise. Come on down.
You guys already gave me surprises.
Oh, yeah. So what do we give you so far?
You guys gave me all my favorite things. Mini Dr. Peppers, mini vanilla wafers, and... Wait, sorry! It's my best friend Sydney's at the door.
She's walking into the studio! Best friend Sydney!
I can't believe I didn't track you! Happy birthday! Move my stuff!
I turned off my location.
You turned off your location?
Grab a microphone. Best friend Sydney has come into the studio to surprise Hannah.
Hello!
So Sydney was like parked down the street for a long time. She was like, because Hannah's crazy. It might stalk me, track my location. She had to turn off locations. Mm-hmm. She's been working with us on the side. What a best friend has been keeping secrets from you.
Oh my God. That's okay. Man, I'm shocked I didn't track her location. That's crazy.
So Sydney's like, I'm turning off my location. I have a whole plan. She parked down the street of the radio station.
Wow.
This is so fun.
All right, so Sydney has some gifts for you. Also, Sydney's going to play a game with us. We're going to find out who knows you best. Sydney, best friend Sydney. AB, best friend on the show.
Yeah.
Brett, who's like your favorite.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin, who's probably your real favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so we're going to play a game. We're going to find out who knows Hannah the best. We're going to have some fun with best friend Sydney, and we're going to open up some gifts on Hannah's birthday. We'll do that in one song, a bar song, where we're all going after the show to hang out with Hannah for her birthday while we're commercial free. All right, we're all going to be at the bar getting tipsy for Hannah's birthday because it's Hannah's birthday today. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We did surprise Hannah with best friend Sydney.
Yes! Best surprise ever.
Sydney was literally texting me, like, what do I wear? What is Hannah wearing? I got to figure out what show up. I'm like, we're on the radio. It's all good.
So nervous.
The girls wear sweatpants, like, every day in the studio. That's what I told her.
You know she's going to make me take pictures, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Definitely.
All right. So we're going to find out who knows you the best. Your show member family or Sydney best friend sister family. All right.
Okay. I don't know who's going to win this.
All right. So I'm going to ask a question, Hannah. We're going to try to match Hannah's answer. Nobody be peeking over at Hannah as she writes it down. There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Which show member would she give the piece to? There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Hannah walks in and is like, oh, dang, guys. Does she hand it to Kevin, AB, myself, or Alex? Who would she hand that piece of cake to?
Easy.
I thought this was an easy answer too.
On a show, everyone, show 3, 2, 1. I said Kevin.
Everyone said Kevin.
What is Hannah's answer?
You wouldn't give it to Kevin.
I kind of thought I was going to go to AB.
I'm flattered.
Yep.
Wow. And one of the first surprises should be headed to the studio now as we have something as a surprise. Come on down.
You guys already gave me surprises.
Oh, yeah. So what do we give you so far?
You guys gave me all my favorite things. Mini Dr. Peppers, mini vanilla wafers, and... Wait, sorry. It's my best friend Sydney's at the door.
She's walking into the studio! Best friend Sydney!
I can't believe I didn't track you! Happy birthday! Move my stuff!
I turned off my location.
You turned off your location?
Grab a microphone. Best friend Sydney has come into the studio to surprise Hannah.
Hello!
So Sydney was like parked down the street for a long time. She was like, because Hannah's crazy. It might stalk me, track my location. She had to turn off locations. Mm-hmm. She's been working with us on the side. What a best friend has been keeping secrets from you.
Oh my God. That's okay. Man, I'm shocked I didn't track her location. That's crazy.
So Sydney's like, I'm turning off my location. I have a whole plan. She parked down the street of the radio station.
Wow.
So fun.
All right. So Sydney has some gifts for you. Also, Sydney's going to play a game with us. We're going to find out who knows you best. Sydney, best friend Sydney. AB, best friend on the show.
Yeah.
Brett, who's like your favorite.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin, who's probably your real favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so we're going to play a game. We're going to find out who knows Hannah the best. We're going to have some fun with best friend Sydney, and we're going to open up some gifts on Hannah's birthday. We'll do that in one song, a bar song, where we're all going after the show to hang out with Hannah for her birthday while we're commercial free. All right, we're all going to be at the bar getting tipsy for Hannah's birthday because it's Hannah's birthday today. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We did surprise Hannah with best friend Sydney.
Yes! Best surprise ever.
Sydney was literally texting me, like, what do I wear? What is Hannah wearing? I got to figure out what show up. I'm like, we're on the radio. It's all good.
So nervous.
The girls wear sweatpants, like, every day in the studio. That's what I told her.
You know she's going to make me take pictures, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Definitely.
All right. So we're going to find out who knows you the best. Your show member family or Sydney best friend sister family. All right.
Okay. I don't know who's going
to
win this.
All right. So I'm going to ask a question, Hannah. We're going to try to match Hannah's answer. Nobody be peeking over at Hannah as she writes it down. There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Which show member would she give the piece to? There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Hannah walks in and is like, oh, dang, guys. Does she hand it to Kevin, AB, myself, or Alex? Who would she hand that piece of cake to?
Easy.
I thought this was an easy answer too.
On a show, everyone, show 3, 2, 1. I said Kevin.
Everyone said Kevin.
What is Hannah's answer?
I made it!
You wouldn't give it to Kevin!
I kind of thought I was going to go to AB.
I'm flattered.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm always forcing AB to eat food and drink what I'm drinking. So if I'm eating cake, AB has to eat cake.
Kevin would be like, please give it to me.
Kevin probably already would have ate the whole cake.
Probably. Kevin,
AB, I'd probably give it to her because she probably didn't get a slice because Kevin was having so much.
You are cakeless, Kevin.
I know, but AB would then give it to me. So I think I win still.
All right. Hannah has a wild birthday night, guys. She gets crazy. Dancing on the bar. Things go, things get left.
Fireball.
She ends up in jail.
Oh.
Who is her first phone call? This could be to anyone. Mom, cousins, baby Palmer. Who is she calling?
Ooh.
Her one-year-old nephew.
Mm.
All right. I said best friend Sydney.
I said Sydney too.
Sydney. I said Sister Sarah.
Sister Sarah. Ooh. Good answer. Sydney!
Sydney!
All right, so AB and
keep
I
track
and
of
Sydney
your points.
Yeah, have scored. All right. That means one of your sisters are probably disappointed.
Yeah. No, they probably leave me in there to teach me a lesson.
Mm, they don't want to deal with that.
All right.
This take is care
a,
of babies.
This is a tough one, guys. Hannah's superpower is what?
I don't know the answer to this.
You got to answer it. Hannah has a superpower. What would it be? All right. I know my answer right away. Easy superpower. All right, what did you say, AB?
I said hacking.
Hacking.
Because she always tells us, like, she's like, oh, can I see your phone? Or, oh, can I see this? And if we say no, she's like, well, I'm just going to hack it.
She is.
Because she's insane.
Best friend Sydney.
I said finding out any information she can.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty good. I feel like similar, but I said she can read people. I think Hannah's a good reader. She picks up energy and vibes, true. Like better than anyone else I know.
I said the ability to talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place.
Oh, really good. All of that.
Okay,
what did
my
you
answer I think ties in with all of yours. I think I said everything in a summary. I just said stalking.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, yeah, that counts. We're all on the board. Okay, we have rounds 2 and 3. That really will describe Hannah's kissing skills.
Oh.
And some of her biggest wishes in 3 minutes. We're commercial free and having some fun for Hannah's birthday. Her best friend Sydney actually just showed up at the studio and surprised her.
Woo!
We're going to open up those gifts that Sydney got for you in a second, Hannah. But first, we're trying to figure out who knows you the best. Best friend Sydney or your show family?
Ooh, I don't know.
Your best friend on the show, AB. Your favorite person in the world, myself. Mm-hmm. Or really your favorite person, Kevin.
Yep.
So right now it's, 2-1-1. Kevin is down.
Yeah.
And AB, myself, and Sydney are all tied with 2 Oof. Out of 3 questions. We have 2 more questions, and let's get personal. Let's get intimate for a second.
Ooh.
On a scale 1 to 10, Hannah would rate her kissing as what? Now, you have to think, what would Hannah say her kissing is? On a scale of 1 to 10, Hannah, you say how good of a kisser you are. We're going to try to match Hannah here. All right. I've got my answer.
Okay.
I will go first. I said a 2.
What? Oh, you said a 2?
I always say that Hannah's lame in bed. Don't I tell you that?
Brett always is like, you're vanilla.
You're vanilla.
Know.
She doesn't mix it up. Know. Hannah's a simple girl. Burgers and Thousand Island dressing, Grey's Anatomy, and I think she's lazy in bed, and I think she's a lazy kisser.
I really don't argue with
it. See, I went the opposite. I said 8.
Okay.
I said 8.
I put 8.
I said 7.
Hannah, you gave yourself a what?
I gave myself a 5.5.
That's me! Closest with us.
You gotta have more confidence than that, Hannah.
You guys don't know Hannah like I don't. She's not a confident person.
No, I'm not a confidence person. I'm very humble and I'm very insecure. So 5.5.
You're was such a lover. You love love.
I love kissing.
Yeah, but I thought a 5 was a reach.
So did anyone win?
I got the point clearly without the
I think Brett is closest. Without going over.
All right, so you guys need this, all right? Hannah's blowing out the birthday candles. What does she wish for? Hannah's going to blow out the birthday candles tonight. What is she going to wish for? All right. Everyone's thinking. Best friend Sydney is trying to come up with something. You got nothing.
Right.
I answered right away because I clearly know Hannah the best in the room, obviously. All right. I will go first. I said something about work.
Yes.
She will wish something about work. It'll be work related. Hannah is always so career focused. I guarantee that she's going to struggle with not. She's going to say she's not going to do it. And then all of a sudden the candle's going to be out. She'll be like, I wish for this at work.
Yeah. I said similar. I said to stay at this job forever.
All right.
Mm.
AB?
I said less anxiety / be happy.
Okay. I thought that's where she would probably start the day. And then by the end of the day, she'd be overthinking and thinking about work. Mm-hmm. Best friend, Sydney.
I don't want to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I want more gifts.
Best friend, Sydney. Dang.
Okay, so I actually, it's funny because as you guys were all saying your wishes, I was like, no, damn, I'd wish for that. Like, you guys know me better than I did. I said happiness and health for my family.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's such a basic answer.
I feel like that's me.
That's
me. No, I love my family too.
No,
but I love
like, I get the point.
Oh.
Maybe she does. Maybe she is only focused on herself.
I'm like, I'm the only one that can love my family.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe she is only focused on herself, actually. Maybe it is not family.
Uh-huh.
All right. So
and more gifts.
That was fun. Okay, so my best friend Sydney does have some gifts, and because she thinks you need to open up even more gifts, apparently. Mm-hmm. We're going to open up live on the air in 3 minutes. All right, we are still commercial-free, celebrating Hannah's birthday with best friend Sydney, who just came into the studio and surprised Hannah. You had no idea, huh?
I was shocked. Brett was asking me a question on air, and I just quickly diverted and started screaming, so sorry about that.
Something we've been planning behind the scenes for a little while now to surprise you. And one of the things is because Sydney had such amazing gifts for you, mm-hmm. and I heard you had even said this and talked to me about it personally, even off air, like, Sydney, of all the people in my life, seems to just know me and give me the best gifts. And aww. So she does do that, and so we wanted you to open up those gifts live on the air. So she has your gift bag. Go ahead and open it.
Okay, I got to start off with the gift bag. She got me this cutest little like canvas bag with an H on it and pink flowers, which is so cute.
There's a theme. It's basically radio theme.
Do I have to open it in any particular order?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's.
I knew there had to be an order.
I was
like, start with this one.
We're live on the radio, guys.
pink cheetah wrapping. That is very well done. So hard for me to even get off.
I didn't think about this when it came to air.
Rapping ASMR.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of rapping, and then it's in another box. Like, the guys, I just handed Hannah her Alani news.
Okay.
And then it's in a bag.
Sorry.
A box that's in a bag. This is not
a
guy rapping.
Item.
It's a sticker.
I know what that is.
It's a sticker because remember when I botched that name on air?
Oh, Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter.
Kevin remembers. Oh man.
So I got a Rosie the Riveter sticker.
But it's a golden retriever because that's what you said.
Yes, I said Rosie the Retriever. Is
Rosie
what
the
I said.
Retriever. That's what she said. I'm like, what did she say? Kevin remembers because Kevin had to be the one.
That is hilarious. Okay, next. And everything like that. Oh my gosh.
So explain the everything like that. Best friend Sydney, why did you decide to pick out a t-shirt that says and everything like that?
Because I've been listening to Hannah for a long time, and when she has no idea where she's going with her sentence or story, she ends it with and everything like that.
She does.
Finishing the sentence.
I love it.
That is so
awesome.
True.
She literally and everything like that. And we'll be like what? We were literally just while we were decorating the studio, we were just talking about how sometimes you just stop in the middle of a sentence and then panic.
That's all she had to say.
I'm dead. Yeah, I do that all the time in the hashtag, if you know, you know.
This just came with the bag, so.
Okay, a little mini makeup H bag. So cute. Oh, and then a big hunk of something.
So this is the last one, right?
Yes.
Sydney's best friend, Sydney. Last gift, and we think this is going to be the most heartfelt. It is a radio theme gift.
Hey.
She's opening it up, this beautiful wrapping paper.
It's a beautifully framed St. Louis Headliners winner edition.
With your name filled out.
With my name in
the publication.
The list for best local radio hosts.
Yeah! Yeah! Hannah had won the STL Headliner Award for best local radio personality, voted by the people here in St. Louis. And it is a framed copy of it, of you being announced the winner of best local radio personality.
You best believe I'll be hanging this up. I actually haven't seen this in person yet. I haven't seen the printed publication yet, so.
You should be proud of yourself for winning that. You should be proud of yourself for this year, which I think has had some ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an incredible year, and happy birthday to you, Hannah. We are all
very proud.
so proud of you for winning that award. So proud of everything you've accomplished in this year. And you didn't have to win that award to know that you're one of the biggest and best people on the radio here and one of the best people we've ever met. So we're just lucky to have you as a friend, and we're so thankful for you.
Absolutely. I love all of you. Thank you for putting this together, all of you. I know you worked hard behind the scenes. Love you guys.
We're not
love
done. You. We got more surprises.
And everything like that.
Even though it's Hannah's birthday, we do have Mean Girl tickets for you at the Fabulous Fox. If you want to win those tickets, give us a call right now at 314-531-9898. Mean Girl's tickets are yours. Even though it's Hannah's birthday, we're giving you cool stuff on the Brett Magan Show today. Gifts for you. Presents for you. Mean Girls coming to the Fabulous Fox. How excited are you for this, AB?
Oh, I am ecstatic.
AB just loves Broadway, loves shows like this.
Yes.
And we're giving you an opportunity to see Mean Girls. Jane, do you think you know some of the famous, infamous Mean Girl quotes?
I don't know. I'll try.
All right. So Kevin's going to play a clip because there's so many just memorable, repeatable quotes from Mean Girls. We're going to beep out a sentence. We'll see if you can figure out what's behind that beep, Jane.
Okay, here we go.
Get in, loser. We're going.
Get in, loser. We're going where?
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Oh, come on. Come on. You know. Where would you go with a group of girls?
To a party.
To a party.
Mm. Oh, okay. Before you go to the party, where would you go?
If you need something to wear for the party.
Maybe, since AB is such a big Broadway player, do you want phone a friend? You want to go with AB? AB,
wait, what'd you say?
Wait, what'd you say?
Shopping?
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Yeah!
The last second save.
All right, Jane. Hold on. We're going to get you your Mean Girl tickets. And you can sit with us for sure. That is just so fetch for Hannah's birthday. We are still commercial free on the Brett Magan Show. Coming up and keep it moving, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart have a holiday season lighter and cell phone collab.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories of the day, and every headline just keeps saying Hannah's birthday is today. So besides that, what else is trending?
Just flashing on the news everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Breaking news. Today's show's first day lead story. It wasn't like the vice president debate. They're like, what?
Exactly.
Hannah's birthday is today. Mm-hmm. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah, you tell me which ones you need details on. Like Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart have teamed up for a holiday gift.
Oh my gosh, they should. A little Munchies collab.
Yeah, because they both love weed. And this is literally
Martha Stewart?
Yeah. She always talks about it. Yeah, and her and like Snoop have like teamed up before in the past. This is for like smokers to have like inside their lighters, but inside the phone case. So they have a lighter inside the phone case, so they're never without their lighter.
Wow.
The phone case goes for $50, but it literally is a Bic lighter inside your phone case.
Forget those like car lighter things. We're literally now in the cell phone
right on the
port.
Back. Engraved in is a lighter that could just pop out.
Hmm.
Adult ween is the latest Halloween trend.
Adult ween?
Kevin's going to love this. Candy company is saying that a lot of grown-ups are celebrating Halloween and dressing up and going out and getting candy. Or they're just buying candy for themselves, but they just love it. And adulting is back. Kevin loves it.
Yeah.
He misses dressing up.
Trick-or-treating rates going down, candy purchases going up.
Yeah. Pilot on a delayed flight buys pizza for 150 stranded passengers.
Where was this at?
In San Francisco. So they had to do an emergency landing. One of the people on the plane had a medical emergency. So they landed the plane in San Francisco, and the pilot was like, okay, it's going to be a while before we could take off because of, you know, air traffic control or whatever. So they were waiting around for hours until they could get, like, green lit to get off. So he's like, I ordered 30 pizzas for everyone, and then they got to eat pizza while they wait, and the passengers got to eat pizza. Ordered them right up to the gate.
Did the little Domino's guy, like, throw it up?
He went right to the gate. It was like, here's boxes of pizza to everybody. TikTok trend, decorate the inside of your toilet bowl.
I don't have time for this. Keep it moving.
Yo, TikTok is crazy. Women drops an envelope full of how much cash?
I feel like that's bad juju because tonight I'm going to the casino, so I don't need that energy. Keep it moving.
Somebody turned it in. It was $12,000 in cash.
So that's going to be me tonight.
Someone, you're going to win $12,000 and then drop it?
Nope. Just going to win. No dropping.
Somebody gets it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Guys, it's really that easy. While we rolled commercial free on the Brett Magan Show, you could just listen on the Odyssey app for that 60 minutes, and then you instantly qualify to see Sabrina Carpenter in L.A. Cool vacation, awesome trip with you and three of your friends. Get to go and see one of the biggest artists on the planet right now. Like, it's crazy. So what a cool opportunity. You can't get tickets here. It's like impossible.
No.
She has a Netflix special coming out. Like, she's one of the biggest deals and such a cool opportunity. So just listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, instantly qualified for that trip. trip. It's Hannah's birthday today. Were you surprised by best friend Bestie?
I'm so surprised by Sydney's appearance and all the special games and surprises that my radio family got me as well.
So when you came to work today, you saw that we had all lied to you. That we're all leaving. We had a Zoom. Our company did a big company-wide Zoom. And we're like, oh, we're going to do the Zoom from at home. We actually all stood in the studio and watched the Zoom in here and decorated for you.
You know what's so funny is I made everybody walk out with me yesterday too. And I asked everybody,
yes.
Like,
she did.
I'm like, where are you going today after work? Where are you going today after work? And you probably all had to wait for me in my car because I didn't even leave right away. I stayed in my car for like 5 minutes before I left the parking lot.
I noticed.
And then I texted AB and I said, is she gone? Because you guys were parked near each other. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And then what did you find me doing?
On the floor, on your back, in the garage.
I take it serious. I was hiding underneath cars, army crawling. I didn't want to be seen.
You looked insane.
You know I'm psycho.
I actually dropped my keys, but with Hannah, it's so, like, Sydney, best friend Sydney, when you came up to the studio, you parked around the corner because you were afraid of Hannah.
I knew something would happen where she'd need to run out to her car, and I'd be out there, even if I got away with the notification thing, so I had to hide.
Mm-hmm. So
parked on a different level, I'd know.
A bunch of cool gifts in the studio, but we also just had your breakfast / dinner delivered. I don't know if anyone knows this about Hannah. She's talked about it before. The only thing Hannah eats, like literally every single day, is burgers with Thousand Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had a Brass Burger show up to the studio. It's from the new location from Expect Barbecue. They actually just opened that at like City Foundry. It's like a 16,000 foot location. And I had them come up and bring burgers for you. And I was asking, Katie, who helped us coordinate that, I was like, she always has burgers with Thousand Island dressing. And she goes, well, they do like a Dijon that's really good on their burger. Will that work? And I said, no, it has to be a Thousand Island. So they made you a homemade Thousand Island dressing.
Oh my gosh.
So this is like the Hannah Thousand Island dressing. It's like your own Thousand Island dressing.
It looks really good.
Mm, yeah. So you get to have the burgers, and we're all drinking dirty sodas because that's apparently the thing that Hannah likes to drink, which is, what am I drinking?
Dr. Pepper with coffee creamer in it.
Cool. We're drinking it. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Hannah.
Thank you.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Selena Gomez reached a new status and isn't really celebrating like people in Hollywood usually would. I'll share with you what's going on at 8:35.
Mm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Selena Gomez has just been out there hustling. She's been staying so busy, doing new films, new TV shows, left and right, but she's also out there staying incredibly humble, too. She is now a billionaire. In fact, Selena Gomez is one of the youngest female self-made billionaires all in the United States.
It's all from her cosmetic line. What's the cosmetic
Rare
line?
Rare Beauty.
Rare Beauty, yeah. It's up, like, she does do, like, you know, Only Murders in the Building and used to do music. But, I mean, it's all from this cosmetic line. And
yes.
People love it, apparently.
It is very, very well deserved. I would say her most famous product from the Rare Beauty is probably the blushes. They're like super pigmented.
That's what I was going to say.
They're amazing.
Too.
Yeah. I also love their mascara.
Me too.
Really, really great. Sold at Sephora. But she told reporters recently, she says, I'm very grateful, but I personally think it's a little distasteful to talk about money. But I really am giving all the credit to people who buy the products. They're the ones that made this dream of mine come true. So really, I'm just honored and happy.
I love Selena Gomez for so many different reasons. One, she just seems like a sweetheart. She seems awesome, but she is somebody who was a younger Disney star, grew up in front of all of us, and we've seen what that does to younger stars. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she went through hard times, but like advocated for mental health, advocated for herself, took breaks from social media. And you would think that, okay, if you do that, you take breaks from social media, you take a break from making music, you take a break from acting, your career is done. No, she has taken a break from music and hasn't gone back to it. But now she stars in one of the biggest TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was able to launch a business and does do like that cooking show too. Like, she was able to come back when she was ready and took the time when she needed it and did self-care. So she is an example that you can do self-care and be self-made. Right.
And also, I want to shout her out for how hard it is to become successful in the cosmetic area, because so many celebrities try to launch beauty brands,
right,
and it's super saturated and nobody really ever like sticks and lands.
We hear about
Kylie. We
hear about Kylie. So like, oh, you know, they must have done it, so it must be easy. No, it is a really competitive. And so the Kylies and Selenas are rare. Speaking of rare beauty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, vice president debate happened. People are all divided everywhere. But there's something that Americans all agree upon. 3 out of 4 adults will do this. 3 out of 4 adults say, this is cool. I agree with that.
What are they all? Drink.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
3 out of 4
let's
Americans.
Let's all drink together.
Oh, yeah. I might not get along with you, but beer is beer.
Mm-hmm. A marg is a marg.
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with beer. I think it's watch football.
Watch football. Mm. 3 out of 4 Americans love to watch some football.
I was going to say watch a movie.
Movies. Mm-hmm. Good guesses. It is something you could go do with somebody together. And Hannah's probably the closest.
Mm.
But it's not drink alcohol. 314-531-9898. All of Americans, 3 out of 4 Americans agree that they will do this. And what is it? Hannah was the closest, and the answer is coming your way at 8:48.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day answer on the Brett Mega Show. In these divisive times, vice president debate just happened yesterday. Everyone's divided. There's something that all Americans agree on, or almost all of them. There's always an outlier. 3 out of 4 adults say they will do this, they're into this, they like this. What is it, Hannah, with the text line?
I said drinking.
Drinking? AB, you said?
What did I say?
I was going to say
watching a movie.
I was going to say bow tie. That's what you said at the 7:30 Megamind.
Yeah, I said watching football.
It's actually true for this room, too, as well. 3 out of 4 people who are adults. Drink coffee, and we'll meet people for a coffee.
Oh.
Hannah, myself, and Kevin all drink coffee. AB?
I do
child.
Not.
No coffee for AB.
Mega Minds.
All right, Hannah's birthday is happening. It's in full effect. She's got even like one of those little, what do you call those? Like
sashes?
Sash.
I've never
That's
had
a normal word, Brett.
I have never worn a sash, okay? I don't have to wear a sash.
We'll keep that in mind for your birthday.
I want a sash. I want a birthday sash
okay.
now.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to have one. I want a pretty one. but it's not just birthdays in general that Kevin can't get right because his wife's birthday is approaching. It's a big milestone birthday.
It's a milestone birthday. My lovely wife, Sarah, turns 50 in December, and I have continually dropped the ball on trying to plan a big celebration for this event. I've reached out to some friends, and then I forgot to re-reach out, but it's rapidly approaching, and basically, Sarah and I were talking the other day, so what are you doing for my birthday, she asks, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to do that thing, you know that thing you wanted to do?
That thing!
We're doing it!
What was that thing said you wanted to do
again? Well, okay, so there were a couple of, you know, as a juggler, you have some balls in the air, and I had some ideas about...
I didn't know where that was going.
I know. Balls what?
He was going to juggle for his birthday. Oh, he got a clown.
Yes, well...
50th birthday party clown.
My wife's a huge fan of Little House on the Prairie. And there's like a bed and breakfast, you know, in between.
That's a great idea, Kevin.
And Minnesota, and some friends of ours were going to make it happen, and we were going to do that. But we couldn't really find a date that worked for them or for us, so that just kind of went nowhere. Then it was like, okay, well, hey, we can go, and she wants to go on a cruise. And I'm going, I don't know if you really want to go on a cruise.
What? Telling a woman what she wants is always a really good idea, Kev.
I love this. So, you don't really want
to be stuck on a boat for
Gaslighter.
A week.
Gaslighter.
Guys, yeah. He doesn't want to. Let's be honest, though. She might say that, and then she's on a boat with Kevin.
Right. And nobody wants that. So
she might not want that.
The biggest problem is I am not the planner in the relationship.
You just follow suit.
You tell me what to do and I'll do it. You say, hey, book these flights. I'll book the flights. You say, hey, we're going to go to the Jamaica, you know, Republic or whatever it's called.
Jamaica Republic. Where are you going to end up?
Right.
So Kevin has no plan.
So you don't want me to be the guy in charge. You want me to be the guy who's going to go with you. So long story short, she decided. All right, you've dropped the ball on this. Here's what we're doing for my 50th birthday.
Stop.
She's planning her own birthday.
She has already gotten the friends together, and we're going to meet halfway in the middle between, you know, Kansas City and St. Louis. Kind of get a group. Going to have a one night stay, probably in Columbia. She didn't tell me the city. I don't think she wants me to go.
Kevin, still,
you got yourself uninvited.
Okay, right,
guys. Let's follow this story along. By the way, Kennedy's graduation, Sarah had mentioned it's my 50th birthday party that's approaching. I hope Kevin plans it. She had mentioned this.
Yeah.
So she was anticipating Kevin planning this. There was a lot of talk, like maybe you'd rent this thing out again. What would you do? Like, there was talk of the 50th birthday party already approaching. And Kevin is jumbled it up so much without a plan that she had to step in herself, then came up with a plan that Kevin doesn't even know if he's invited to that plan now.
Exactly, yes. So I just wanted to take this moment to say, happy birthday, hon. I know it's early, but at least we got that going for you.
That just makes it sound like you don't know the birthday date.
Yeah, and you did it on Hannah's birthday. Now she's mad at you. All the women in your life are mad at you, Kevin.
Kevin, right. Just turn off your mic.
Kevin, this song is for you. If he had some help, he would have done a much better job. But if you want to know what Kevin's doing for his wife's 50th birthday party, just ask his wife. It's Y98 St. Louis. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.